right away, the U.S. can contact them and say, do you know that this is hot money? This is dirty money? Fisher was kicked out of UBS. And then, the bank will say, go back to the U.S. Treasury Department. Well, yeah, I know, but we don't have any, you know, regulations for kicking him out. What reason do we give? No, you don't have to give a reason. UBS didn't give any reason. See? Just kick him out. Just cite the fact that UBS has already kicked him out, and that Fisher left UBS when they kicked without any reason or explanation. And you can do the same. Mm-hmm. Why is UBS better than you? If they can do it, you can do it. So I wouldn't be able to have a secure bank account anywhere in the world.
So if you give in on this, you would be persecuted all over the world.
Yeah, that's the point, yeah. This is the point of the U.S., why they're doing this. They want to, they say they've already tried to criminalize me personally, right? They put me in prison and so on. They have an indictment against me. Now they want to criminalize my money also. Stigmatize the money, you see.
Could they do this in Iceland too?
Yeah, they might try it in Iceland, yeah. Yeah, but also, of course, that's one problem with Iceland. They could try it at some point in the future. Probably they wouldn't be successful, but they could try it. But also, you know, you have your own banking problems. I was just listening to the BBC a few months ago, and they're talking about a meltdown of Icelandic banks. Whether that's a possibility or not, I don't know. But I should not be forced to put my money where I don't want to put it.
That's the principle.
I have to have my freedom of action. If I want to put a part of it here, a part of it there. They're trying to narrow down my world just to Iceland. You know?
It's a violation of human rights.
Yeah, yes, very vicious, very illegal. UBS knows it's illegal. It's very interesting, I mean, how stupid UBS is. They're incredibly dumb. They sent me a letter. This is the, when you go to the file at fisher.jp, it's on the first page. You go to the letter by UBS of July 21st, 2006, and they sent me an internet advertisement that they have, a UBS advertisement, about their UBS savings accounts. And in their own advertising literature, they say, UBS welcome for new clients. UBS will be with you throughout your life. So they're getting people to open accounts based on the fact that they have absolute security. Once they get an account there, you know, it's like money in the bank. It is money in the bank, right?
And then they throw you out.
And they're trying to reassure people. Open an account here and, you know, you got a banking partner for life, right?
They sent you this.
They sent it to me. What assholes, what imbeciles, you know? you can't get any stupider than that.
No, we held them off from the Vitaly with Bobby Fischer after a split of the Dracon of the Ulysses.
Bifreiðaeigendur, hafiði kíkt á verði? Orkan, auðvitað.
Þú fær glerið hjá glerskálanum. Fljót og góð þjónusta. Glerskálin einingunagler. Smiðjuvegi 42, Gulgata, sími 557, 5580. Eruðu tilbúin eftir sumarið? Hraðlistarskólinn auglýsir námskeið. Þetta sé nemendur Hraðlistarskólans námskeiðin. Frábært, markvisst, hnitmiðað, krefjandi, spennandi, árangursríkt, hvetjandi, góður kennari og góð þjónusta. Komdu að árangri hjá okkur, ný námskeið komin á dagskrá. Allar upplýsingar á heimasíðunni h.is eða í síma 586-9400. Hraðlistarskólinn h.is. Ekki komin tími til að endurnýja glerið í húsinu. 40 ára reynsla tryggir gæði. Glerskálin einingunagler. Smiðjuvegi 42, Gulgata, sími 557, 5580.
Sjálfþjónustu þvottastöðva löðurs er á fjórum stöðum á höfuðborgarsvæðinu. Í Bæjarlind Kópavogi, í Stekkjabakka Breiðholti, í Háholti Mosfellsbæ og á Reykjavíkur vegi Hafnarfirði. Opið allan sólarhringin, þar fær þú allt sem þú þarft til að halda bílnum hreinum, löður miðstöð bíla unnenda.
Áttu við dýrmætt efni á myndböndum, ljósmyndum, þykmyndatilmum, vínilplötum eða kassettum. Gagnvirkni bjargarti frá glötun með því að færa það yfir á TFC eða geistadiska. Gerum við skattaðar ljósmyndir og ekki gleyma að eldri borgarar og öryrkjar fá 10% afslátt. Gagnvirkni Hlíðasmára 8, sími 517-4511, 517-4511 og heimasíðan er gagnvirkni.is.
Jenny, buxu.is, finnur ekki stærðina eina, saumum buxur eftir pöntun, tilbúna stærðir 38-50 eða sérpöntun, nýr opnunatími vegna breytinga, opið mánudaga til föstudags frá klukkan 16-18, eyðistorki 13 önnur hæð á torginu, sími 552-3970, Jenny, buxu.is.
Ferskar, ítalskar kaffibaunir fyrir vandláta, mölum á staðnum, kaffivélar frá Kvikmill, úrval af gjafavöru, bollasett, textíl og fleira. Kaffibúðin og kaffihúsið, Hamraborg 1, Kópavogi.
Viltu bæti efna bombu strax í dag? Eðaldrottningarhunangið eykur orku, úthald og vellíðan. Auðugt af vítamínum og steinefnum. Eðaldrottningarhunangið er 100% náttúruvara. Sem fæst í öllum apotekum og ýmsum verslunum. Pöntunarsími 5902. Á Sjónarhól fær þú gleraugu með glampavörðu plastgleri frá 9900. Gleraugna verslunum Sjónarhól, Reykjavíku vegi 22 í Hafnarfirði. Bifreiða eigendur athugið. Allt á einum stað. Sumardekk, heilsársdekk, bón og þvottur, kjólbarðaþjónusta, rafgeymaþjónusta, bremsuklossar, smurbón og dekkjaþjónustan, sætúni 4, sími 562-6066, 562-6066. Opnarsmiðja Reykjavíkur Vagnhöfða 11 auglýsir. Handklæða opnar í miklu úrvali, gæði og útlit í sérflokki, frábært verð. Opnarsmiðja Reykjavíkur, sími 577-5177.
Góði hlustandur, gestur minn í dag er Bobby Fischer og við vorum að tala viðskipti hans við svissneskan banka, UBS heitir hann. Bobby, this bank, UBS of Switzerland, it's a very big international bank, isn't it?
Oh yeah, yeah, they're one of the biggest in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I think on the Forbes list, they're of the leading companies in the world, they're number 10.
They're number 10?
Yeah, they have assets of $1.5 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
A trillion is 1,000 billion.
Mm-hmm.
$1.5 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have the most assets of any company in the world except Barclays Bank. I think they're number two after Barclays Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And I think last year they earned, you know, some $10 billion profit.
Mm-hmm.
UBS, they're huge. I just want to read the regard another point. About this UBS account, I believe that having an account, a savings account at UBS, and I'm a part of this what they call wealth management
mm-hmm.
program they have, where you have your own account manager,
mm-hmm.
you have a lot of you get a lot of help from them, you know, a lot mm-hmm. of advice.
Yeah,
but you can have money sent anywhere in the world. Like you can buy gold, silver, platinum, various stocks that they have in their portfolio that they recommend, bonds. You have a lot of options, a lot of choices, a lot of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And they have real experts. I had my account manager is Pia von Flue. Mm-hmm. And I remember she called me up, this was some years ago, she was all excited. She said, it's time to buy Swiss francs to sell all the dollars,
mm-hmm.
which I had been telling her for years I wanted to do anyway, but she had been recommending against it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get much less interest with the Swiss francs than U.S. dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, yo, great. So then I sold all my U.S. dollars.
And bought Swiss francs.
Bought Swiss francs. And this was, at that time, the Swiss franc was about 1.85 or mm-hmm. 80, something like that, to a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And then it shot just over a period of a year or two, it went all the way down to, I think, about 1.15.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's up a little more. It's up to about 1.27. But I made about a third of my money. I made over $1 million profit just on that
one phone call. Transaction. Yeah.
So, see, I got after this money that I put in UBS was about $3.5 million
mm-hmm.
from my match with Spassky in 92.
Yeah.
And I've been living on that since then.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been spending a lot of money since. I've probably spent $2 million since then. But my assets haven't gone down nearly that much.
So you
I've still got over 3 million Swiss francs left.
Mm-hmm. So you've got a lot of money.
Yeah, so I feel having this account is, mm-hmm. is an asset in itself. It has a monetary value.
Mm-hmm.
You can't put a number on it, but mm-hmm. it has a value. So if they wanted to deprive me of this right,
mm-hmm.
maintain my account there, they should pay me compensation.
So it's almost your sole source of income.
Yes, but if they want to kick me out mm-hmm. in violation of the law, in violation of the banking rules, they should offer me compensation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm not welcome there, they don't want me, okay, I'll go. But they have to pay, and they have to pay a lot of money. They want to violate their, when you want to break a contract, you have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
They just say, get out. No, that doesn't go. See, they thought they would chase me out because they know, because they have their own, they have a lot of intelligence. They're like a spy organization, too. They have information coming from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
They know that most of my money is in their bank. So they figure, oh, Fisher will be frightened. He doesn't want to lose his money.
Yeah.
He won't argue with us. Because the next thing you know, we'll freeze his money, you see?
So he'll just take his money and
take his money and run.
Mm-hmm.
But what they fail to understand is I've already been robbed in the United States of all my belongings and storage worth a vast fortune, as mm-hmm. I explained, worth hundreds of millions, even billions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a very small money for me
mm-hmm.
compared to that. So I've already been robbed of the hundreds of millions. Why am I going to run for over a few million Swiss francs, you see?
Mm-hmm.
They just miscalculated. And I want the whole world to know, especially I want countries like Iran
mm-hmm.
to know about this. Because I know for a fact, I've looked in the internet, I know they're doing a lot of business with Iran. They even have a
mm-hmm.
bank there, or a correspondent bank. They do a lot of business with Iran.
Affiliate.
Yes,
maybe
mm-hmm. even a branch there, but mm-hmm. they definitely have an affiliate there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing billions of dollars of business. UBS is doing billions of dollars of business with Iran.
Mm-hmm.
So I want Iran to hear this interview. I want them to know that their money may not be safe in UBS, because I've, of course, said the Holocaust never happened.
Because
it never did happen. It's a lie.
They act under
and they've pressure. Also said that. The president of Iran has also said the Holocaust never happened. Right?
But they, because the UBS acts under pressure from the United States.
Yeah, that's the point. You see, Switzerland has a reputation for being independent.
Mm-hmm.
But this reputation is eroding now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't say to Iran, take all your money out of UBS,
mm-hmm.
but don't put all your eggs in one basket. Be aware there's a real risk.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see?
Okay, Bobby, you mentioned that the bank has some intelligence or spy activity. In Iceland, we are talking a lot about eavesdropping now.
Yeah.
And somebody has been listening to the phone conversations of all sorts of people.
Yeah.
It looks like that. Yeah. Is this... and nobody knows who is behind this.
Yeah.
What's your comment on this? They have been talking about, for example, in the United States, that the Homeland Security and other intelligence institutions have programs and things to eavesdrop. All sorts of things.
There's eavesdropping of phone calls and emails and bugging apartments and everywhere is rampant. You know, mm-hmm. It's absolutely rampant. And out of control. They want to listen to everything and even watch you with hidden cameras. You know.
Mm-hmm. And they do that?
They do it. Yeah. And now they've got the memory capacity to store all this. They didn't used to have the memory capacity to store it all, but now they really do.
Mm-hmm.
I have a digital tape recorder. It's got 1 gigabyte memory stick, memory stick dual. Mm-hmm. That's enormous. On the long play, that's about 360 hours, you know. So they could have every conversation I've ever had in a tiny little box, you know.
But since you came to Iceland and became an Icelandic citizen, have you had any reasons to believe that the United States is still keeping an eye on you?
Well, I'm sure they're listening to all of my phone calls. There's no question about that. And they're reading all of my emails and my SMS messages, yeah.
They do?
No question about that in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're doing that to everybody, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, most people, they don't bother to read it. They just store it, you know. But in my case, I think they're reading it and transcribing it, and they may even be listening very often in real time, you know, while I'm talking, in addition to recording it. But I just want to get back to this last letter we sent to UBS. This is... Reykjavik, August 18, 2006. This is point three. Mm-hmm. We referred to documents listed as item 4 in your letter. For the sake of clarity, we have renumbered these documents as pages 1, 2, and 3, and these documents are enclosed with our letter. We have noticed that the following declaration in relation to UBS savings account can be seen on page 2, our renumbering. Quote, UBS welcome for new clients. UBS will be with you throughout your life, unquote. Our client is of the opinion that the above declaration by UBS clearly amounts to a promise and a guarantee by UBS, rather a promise and guarantee by UBS, that once a person opens a savings account at UBS, it is a permanent, lifelong savings account, not subject to being closed at UBS's whim.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, our client is of the opinion that said declaration by UBS in and of itself completely precludes UBS from unilaterally closing a client's savings account without giving any reason or explanation.
Þetta sem sagt auglýsing sem verður að vísa í sem bankinn reyndar sendi Bobby Fischer, þar sem hann lýsir því yfir að viðskiptavinir sem komi til liðs við UBS, eins og það orðað, verði viðskiptafélagar til æviloka og þeir lýsa þessu yfir og án fyrirvara og í bréfinu sem lögfræðingar Bobby Fischer sendu UBS vísa til þessa og þar með sagt að bankinn hafi gefið yfirlýsingu sem Bobby Fischer hafi haft ástæðu til að trúa að hann hefði væri öruggur með fé sitt hjá þeim til æviloka. Bobby var endar áður búinn að segja frá því að hann telur að bankinn hafi með því að loka reikningunum valdið sér gífurlegu fjártjóni og hann tók dæmi það hvernig hann hefði hagnast á því að eiga peninga hjá þessu fyrirtæki sem eitt af stærstu bankafyrirtækjum í heiminum. But okay, Bobby, I would like to talk to you about the United States of America, an Icelandic former foreign minister.
Yeah.
Jón Baldvin Hannibalsson said that the foreign policy of the United States was terrible.
Yes.
And that the people in government now in the United States are some extremists.
Yes. Yeah.
And they have, in spite of the international community, they have been running concentration camps, for example, in Guantanamo.
Yeah, the road to Guantanamo. I just saw them a couple days ago. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is your former homeland. How is the feeling to witness this?
Yeah, well, they say the country is run by extremists now, which is true, but the country was founded by extremists. These pilgrims were quite extremists themselves. Mm-hmm. They took the land from the American Indians,
mm-hmm.
killed them off, gave them blankets that were infected with smallpox.
Mm-hmm. So it begins with the foundation.
Yeah, yeah. The whole country, it's always been an extremist country, an expansionistic, imperialist country.
Mm-hmm.